Heading, The Voice of the Gospel Worker. Subheading, Minister, God's Mouthpiece. The man who accepts the position of being mouthpiece for God should consider it highly essential that he present the truth with all the grace and intelligence he can, that the truth may lose nothing in its presentation of it to the people. Those who consider it a little thing to speak with an imperfect utterance dishonor God. Manuscript 107, 1898. Subheading, In Full, Round Tones. The ability to speak plainly and clearly in full, round tones is invaluable in any line of work. This qualification is indispensable in those who desire to become ministers, evangelists, Bible workers, or canvassers. Those who are planning to enter these lines of work should be taught to use the voice in such a way that when they speak to the people about the truth, a decided impression for good will be made. The truth must not be marred by being communicated through defective utterance. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 380, 1900. Subheading, Speaking Clearly with Expression. All the workers, whether they speak from the pulpit or give Bible readings, are to be taught to speak in a clear, expressive manner. Letter 200, 1903. Subheading, Bible Reader's Voice, Soft the Musical. The one who gives Bible readings in the congregation or in the family should be able to read with a soft, musical cadence which will charm the hearers. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 381, 1900. Subheading, Convincingly and Impressively. The science of reading correctly and with the proper emphasis is of highest value. No matter how much knowledge you may have acquired in other lines, if you have neglected to cultivate your voice and manner of speech so that you can speak and read distinctly and intelligently, all your learning will be of little profit. For without voice culture, you cannot communicate readily and clearly that which you have learned. To learn to tell convincingly and impressively that which one knows is of special value to those who desire to become workers in the cause of God. The more expression you can put into the words of truth, the more effective these words will be on those who hear. A proper presentation of the Lord's truth is worthy of our highest efforts. Let the students in training for the master's service make determined efforts to learn to speak correctly and forcibly, in order that when conversing with others in regard to the truth, or when engaged in public ministry, they may properly present the truths of heavenly origin. Manuscript 131, 1902. Subheading, Voice of Speaker Affects Decision. Some destroy the solemn impression they may have made upon the people by raising their voices to a very high pitch and hallooing and screaming out the truth. When presented in this manner, truth loses much of its sweetness, its force, and solemnity. But if the voice is tone right, if it has solemnity and is so modulated as to be even pathetic, it will produce a much better impression. This was the tone in which Christ taught his disciples. He impressed them with solemnity. He spoke in a pathetic manner. But this loud hallooing, what does it do? It does not give the people any more exalted views of the truth and does not impress them any more deeply. It only causes a disagreeable sensation to the hearers and wears out the vocal organs of the speaker. The tones of the voice have much to do in affecting the hearts of those that hear. Testimonies, Volume 2, page 615, 1871. Subheading, Proper Use of Vocal Organs. Careful attention and training should be given to the vocal organs. They are strengthened by right use, but become enfeebled if used improperly. Their excessive use, as in preaching long sermons, will, if often repeated, not only injure the organs of speech, but will bring an undue strain upon the whole nervous system. The delicate harp of 1,000 strings becomes worn, gets out of repair, and produces discord instead of melody. It is important for every speaker so to train the vocal organs as to keep them in a healthful condition, that he may speak forth the words of life to the people. Everyone should become intelligent as to the most effective manner of using his God-given ability, and should practice what he learns. It is not necessary to talk in a loud voice or upon a high key. This does great injury to the speaker. Rapid talking destroys much of the effect of a discourse, for the words cannot be made so plain and distinct as if spoken more deliberately, giving the hearer time to take in the meaning of every word. The human voice is a precious gift of God. It is a power for good, and the Lord wants his servants to preserve its pathos and melody. The voice should be cultivated so as to promote its musical quality, that it may fall pleasantly upon the ear and impress the heart. The Lord requires the human agent not to move by impulse in speaking, but to move calmly, speak slowly, and let the Holy Spirit give efficiency to the truth. Never think that in working yourselves up to a passion of delivery, speaking by impulse and suffering your feelings to raise your voice to an unnaturally high key, that you are giving evidence of the great power of God upon you. Your influence is to be far-reaching, and your powers of speech should be under control of reason. When you strain the organs of speech, the modulations of the voice are lost. The tendency to rapid speaking should be decidedly overcome. God claims of the human instrumentality all the service that man can give. All the talents entrusted to the human agent are to be cherished and appreciated and used as a precious endowment of heaven. The laborers in the harvest field are God's appointed agents, channeled through which he can communicate light from heaven. The careless, improvident use of any of their God-given powers lessens their efficiency so that in an emergency, when the greatest good might be done, they are so weak and sickly and crippled that they can accomplish but little. Special Testimonies, Series A, Number 7, pages 9 to 11, 1874. Subheading, Voice Culture Important to Minister. The ministers in our schools should not tolerate in the students ungainly attitudes and uncouth gestures, wrong intonations in reading, or incorrect accents or emphasis. Perfection of speech and voice should be urged upon every student. Because of carelessness and bad training, habits are often contracted which are great hindrances in the work of a minister who has otherwise educated talent. The student must be impressed that he has in his power, by combining grace with effort, to make himself a man. The mental and physical capabilities with which God has adorned him may be cultivation and painstaking effort become a power to benefit his fellow men. Manuscript 22, 1886. Subheading, Training the Voice. The training of the voice has an important place in a physical culture, since it tends to expand and strengthen the lungs and thus to ward off disease. To ensure correct delivery in reading and speaking, see that the abdominal muscles have full play in breathing and that the respiratory organs are unrestricted. Let the strain come on the muscles of the abdomen rather than on those of the throat. Great weariness and serious disease of the throat and lungs may thus be prevented. Careful attention should be given to securing distinct articulation, smooth, well-modulated tones, and a not too rapid delivery. Education, page 199, 1903. Subheading, Speak to Thousands as Easily as Ten. Speaking from the throat, letting the words come out from the upper extremity of the vocal organs, all the time fretting and irritating them, is not the best way to preserve health or to increase the efficiency of those organs. You should take a full inspiration and let the action come from the abdominal muscles. Let the lungs be only the channel, but do not depend upon them to do the work. If you let your words come from down deep, exercising the abdominal muscles, you can speak to thousands with just as much ease as you can speak to ten. Testimonies, Volume 2, page 616, 1871. Subheading, Observe Proper Breathing. Ministers should stand erect and speak slowly, firmly, and distinctly, taking a full inspiration of air at every sentence and throwing out the words by exercising the abdominal muscles. If they will observe this simple rule, giving attention to the laws of health and other respects, they may preserve their life and usefulness much longer than men in any other profession. The chest will become broader, and the speaker need seldom become hoarse, even by constant speaking. Instead of becoming consumptives, ministers may, by exercising care, overcome all tendency to consumption. Testimonies, Volume 4, page 404, 1880. Subheading, Speaking Slowly and Calmly. In my younger days, I used to talk too loud. The Lord has shown me that I could not make the proper impression upon the people by getting the voice to an unnatural pitch. Then Christ was presented before me in his manner of talking, and there was a sweet melody in his voice. His voice, in a slow, calm manner, reached those who listened, and his words penetrated their hearts, and they were able to catch on to what he said before the next sentence was spoken. Some seem to think that they must race right straight along, or else they will lose the inspiration, and the people will lose the inspiration. If that is inspiration, let them lose it, and the sooner the better. Manuscript 19B, 1890.